Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the show. Today is Friday, March 16th. God, I love the bass today in the system. It sounds good.
Sounds the same to me.
Really?
Yeah, well, I don't pay attention to that.
Yeah,
stuff,
so. I know. I notice these things, you know. Sounds like it's bassy and everything the way I like it, you know, where you can feel the sound.
Right.
Yeah. If you go, you know.
Oh, that reminds me when you said feel the sound. Was it, what's his name, supposed to come in today?
Oh, no, no. Yeah, he was, but he didn't come. He was supposed to come with the rabbi.
Yeah.
Yeah, Elon was supposed to come in with the rabbi, but it didn't work out.
Yeah, okay, yeah, gotcha.
Whatever.
Yeah.
But at any rate, but we do have a replacement guest who's awesome. Mm-hmm. We'll bring her on in just a moment. She was here last week too, right? Last Friday or 2 weeks ago?
Last Friday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she's even more beautiful than she was last week. I'm telling you. I don't know how she does it, but it's amazing. So we'll keep you guessing for a few minutes. And I wanted to, there's a few things going on. I started watching Darkest Hour last night about Churchill and stuff.
Yeah.
So I didn't finish it, but the acting is un-fucking believable.
Yeah, I heard. I haven't
this
seen
guy,
it either.
I mean, you look at him and you totally believe this is Churchill.
Right.
You know? It's unbelievable. So I'll tell you how it turns out. Well, we know how it turns out.
Did you get
out,
it on Redbox or you rented it on demand?
No, I actually bought the DVD.
Like, to own it.
Yes. I started doing that.
I was like, wait,
you know why?
I was like baffled. I was literally taken away by that.
Okay, let me ask you this. If you get it, let's say you can stream it on Amazon for $20, right?
$20 to rent it or
to stream it? No, that's to buy it. You buy it on Amazon. Okay, what I'm saying is you can even buy a streaming movie. You can always go back to it all the time without having a physical disc, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can also rent it for 24 hours, like you said.
Like Redbox.
For $5-$6 or something.
Or on demand for $5. But Redbox is only $1.50.
Right, but that's probably not the movies you want to see.
No, all the new movies.
All the new movies?
Yeah, $1.50. Yeah, you just have to return it by like 9 o'clock the next day or something.
Okay, but isn't that something you can only watch online?
Mm-mm. Redbox is like you go into like Ralph's and they have the Redbox machine. And
you rent it. You actually rent it. Well,
yeah,
that's
why when you said I bought the DVD, I was like, excuse me?
Yeah. No, I didn't even realize they have it for rent on DVDs anymore.
Yeah.
Wow.
$1.50, which is cheaper than watching it on demand.
It is. It is. But you know what? I'm not going to go to Redbox.
How much did you pay for that DVD?
I'll tell you what. I realized I enjoy going once a week to places like Best Buy and Fry's. Because
Fry's
is like an electronics store. There's
only
a few of them here.
Yeah, I was like, I've never heard of that.
Yeah,
before.
It's a huge electronics store. It used to be the place to be.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Best Buy couldn't even compete with them. That's how great they were. But today they're just like a skeleton of themselves. Yeah, but no. So because look, there's hardly any bookstores left. There's no music stores left.
Mm-mm.
There's nowhere to go, really. If you just want to walk around, it's only clothing stores around here.
Yeah.
So I figured, you know, what the hell? I'll go to Best Buy, browse through the movies, and buy the ones I like. And then I have the box. I have, like, I can put it on my shelf and remember that I've seen it.
Right.
Like a book.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying. I mean, people might say, well, it's crazy to still buy printed books, but for me it makes total sense and I love it and my shelves are full and I can always look back and go, oh, look at all the books I've read.
Right.
And or look for a specific one, whereas on the Kindle you forget, you know, it's like almost like it goes up in the air.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying. So that's why, oh, and by the way, you know, when you get a disc, it's a lot better than streaming. So you're renting a disc, which is fine, but a lot of people choose to stream the movies and then the quality is not as good.
Yeah, I'm probably going to get some DVDs tonight on Redbox, to be honest.
Mm. Well, good for you.
Yeah.
What do you want to watch?
I don't know. I want to see Bad Moms Christmas because I saw the first Bad Moms and it was so funny. Have you seen that?
No.
So funny. Really? I want to see Daddy's Home too.
Daddy's Home too.
Will Ferrell, Marky yeah. Mark, Mark
I don't
Wahlberg.
Know about Will Ferrell, man.
You don't like him?
I don't think he's funny. I never go to any of his movies.
So you didn't like Old School?
No.
Really?
No.
I thought it was so funny.
Old School?
Yeah, where he joins a, like he gets divorced from his wife and then he joins a fraternity.
Oh, no, no.
No? It's that. So funny.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, maybe I'll try to catch it. He's just not funny to me.
Yeah, it depends. Some There's people, definitely been some movies where I'm like, no.
Yeah, like Adam Sandler, too. He can be funny.
No.
Some of his movies suck.
Yeah, some of his movies are really terrible.
Right.
Like trash.
Right, right.
Like he has like the classic like Billy Madison, but like other than that, like what has he done that's been like really
right,
good.
Exactly.
And even at that, if you watch Billy Madison for like the 10th time, you're like, wow, this movie's really stupid.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, so stupid.
Yeah.
So anyways, what are your plans this weekend?
I don't really have any, to
Me
be
neither.
Honest with you, Danny. It's probably going to rain tonight or tomorrow is what they're saying. But
Let's look,
either way,
shall we?
I try to... You know, when I don't have any.
Oh my God, it's raining at 6 p.m. all the way until the morning time again.
Love it.
And then it's
well,
cloudy.
Look, if you're staying home with a movie, that's the best weather to have.
I know. I have to clean. My apartment is a dump. And you know what's crazy? I hate to be discreet on the air. I haven't pooped in like 3 days.
That's not good.
Yeah, so I took a laxative last night thinking like this morning I was going to wake up and I'd be like.
No, and you still constipated?
I still haven't pooped. I took a laxative.
But what I'm asking is this. Are you doing anything different?
No.
At all? Like you're eating your pills, medication?
No, no pills, no medication.
Nothing like that.
Nothing.
The food's the same? Wow.
If not, I'm eating like more home cooked. Cause like
but that should be better.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I feel like I should be flushing myself out. But like the fact that I took half of a tablet and then drank laxative tea and I still haven't pooped.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
TMI people, Friday, giving out too much info.
Yeah, there you go. We're talking about poop again. But no, but really, I mean, it's a reason to be concerned.
No,
so.
And if I don't poop like at least two to three times a day, I start to worry.
Yeah.
And people are like, I'm happy if I poop once.
And
I'm like,
you know that it gets harder as the mm-hmm. time goes, it hardens.
Yeah.
So yeah, you got to do something about it.
I don't know
it.
What to do.
Yeah.
I should have stopped to get a coffee on my way here because coffee sometimes like clears me out. But then I was like, I took a laxative. I'm not going to drink a coffee. And then in the middle of our show, I'm like, excuse me.
Exactly. You'd get such a stomach ache. All right. Well, folks, we're going to bring in our guest right now. Joining us once again is Loda Hadley. Welcome to the show, Loda.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Always love to have you here. And I figured you might as well jump in on the conversation. Maybe you have something to say to her about her constipation.
Do you take, what is it called? A super dieter's tea? Is that the one you do?
No, so my roommate actually had laxative tea, and I don't know what brand it is, but she just goes, take this, and you'll be cleaned out by the morning time. And I drank a whole... I hate tea, but I drank the whole cup last night.
What time?
9 o'clock. And it says it takes 6 hours to work.
It might not have worked yet. And then do you just do one bag?
One bag.
Yeah, it might not have gone into effect yet. It's probably like...
12 hours. Yeah, it says 6 to 12 hours. So hopefully I'll be home by
And also, and be like old people, get some prune juice. And
never.
But
my grandmother
work.
Used to drink that. I'd be
really?
Like,
but
how
look, at this
you
point,
that?
you got to take anything, you know?
She used to have icicles that she used to shove up our butts when we were kids. Do you know what I'm talking about? I think every mom on this planet knows.
Shove what in you?
It's like it looks like an icicle.
Okay, so those are like suppositories.
Yeah, and you like shove it up your butt. And it's
right, that was for like fever stuff, wasn't it?
Yeah, I used to take them when I was kids. I obviously don't do it now.
Yeah.
I try stuff like tea.
I wonder if they still do that anymore, you know?
And if There's you get so really desperate, you can get a Fleets.
What's that?
It's liquid, and like you like pour it inside that area.
Oh.
And it makes you go...
Instantly.
Like an enema?
Within 10 minutes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, you better get equipped with all this stuff. You never know. But listen.
Yeah, I know. I hope my stomach is okay.
Start with some food that softens the stool. I don't know what would be.
Well, I ate a lot yesterday.
Maybe?
Yesterday I had, I went to Mr. Chow for the first time and I had that sliced ham meat. Have you guys ever had what meat I'm talking about? It's so good, though. It's like, it almost looks like deli meat, but it's not.
Is it vegetarian?
No, deaf not. I think it's ham. I'm pretty sure it's ham. But I had that. I had two pieces of bread there. I had, he had like the tomato with the mozzarella cheese on top. And then I got pasta. And then I had ice cream. And I'm like, oh, I'm definitely going to have to use the bathroom after this. Yeah. I still haven't gone.
Wow, but the cheese is biting.
That's right. I ate a lot of cheese yesterday.
Well, maybe that just made it worse. I can't imagine that's what caused it, you know?
Yeah, no, because it's been 2 days now.
But they say sometimes, you know, maybe stress, things like that.
I don't feel like I'm that stressed. I mean, I'm stressed, but not to the point where, like, I wouldn't poop.
Right, right, where it affects your... Yeah. Oh, well.
Anyways, back on to cleaner.
Let's move on to other topics here. Since I don't like shit, I don't like talking about shit.
Oh, yeah, you don't like shit. That's right.
I don't.
You don't like throw up either, do you?
Oh, no, that's my daughter. That doesn't bother me.
Oh, yeah, okay, that's
but
your daughter.
No, but if I saw somebody throw up, I'd probably puke, too.
Yeah,
just
same.
Watching it.
Same.
Know.
And the smell.
Right? Yeah. Okay, well, let's move on, folks, from bodily functions to other stuff. So, I mean, there's a lot happening in the news. Did you hear a bridge collapse?
Yes, I saw the video, too. It's crazy.
In Florida. And you know what? That always scares me. Did you ever notice when you go under the freeways... And sometimes you stop there at the stoplight and you look at this concrete thing and you go, if there's an earthquake, the whole thing just falls on me.
Oh. Mm-hmm. And speaking of earthquakes, were you here in 1971?
No.
So this is my thing about bridges. I'm like deathly afraid of them. In 1971 earthquake, I was a kid. And they had in the newspaper a picture. And this man, it's the 14 freeway, the bridge, the freeway that goes over the 5.
Right.
It collapsed. And in the front cover is this picture of this guy in a truck who the bridge collapsed on with his hand coming through.
Wow.
Okay, imagine that as a kid and carrying that PTSD.
Wait, what do you mean? His hand, it was through like, the bridge.
Like, his hand was the only thing probably. Coming through, like, the concrete. You know, he was crushed alive. Yeah, it was so...
Yeah. It's interesting that it happened there because... The 1994 Northridge earthquake that we talked about yesterday, that was in 94. Also, the 14 broke, and I think a policeman died there or something with his bike. But and that was very...
he drove off, though.
Right,
this
yeah.
This is when he was under it and crushed.
Right, right.
Oh, my God.
But it's the same freeway. And you know what's weird, though, is that we had moved... my family, I moved my kids and my wife, my first wife, to Vegas a week before the earthquake. And we lived in Chatsworth, so we didn't really feel the earthquake. Our house got it, too, like everybody else. But I remember I would have been, if we hadn't moved the week before, I used to take that road every weekend because I lived in Vegas for a few months without them. I found a job there, right? So I moved to Vegas. I would drive every weekend. And Monday morning, I would leave at about 4 o'clock to drive back to Vegas, 4 in the morning. And that's when it
awful.
Happened. I would have been right there when the earthquake happened, like around 8 o'clock under that freeway, right in, around that area. So I'm going, wow, you know, how close could that be?
Right. And did anyone die yesterday? I know yes. that people... Oh, really?
Yeah, a few. They're still digging up bodies. They have 6 confirmed dead already. Oh. Looks pretty lousy. And they were just building this. It was under construction, a pedestrian.
So why are people walking underneath it?
Yeah, probably underneath.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
You ever think about that? Like, you know, your 2 degrees of separation, like you were saying, is like, if I hadn't moved, I might have been on that freeway.
Right.
What? You always wonder about that because, you know.
Final destination.
Because like there's like good people, there's bad people. There's all kind of people that are probably dying under this bridge. Like,
right.
What destiny brought them?
To that bridge.
Yes.
Right.
Well, it was their time. Yeah.
Right.
You never know. You never know. But I don't know if the time when you die is predetermined or not, but.
I think it's predetermined, but your decisions also change it.
No, they
but
do.
Are your decisions predetermined? Like, is it you making that final last
no,
minute
I don't
choice?
Think so. I don't think the decisions are not... I think we pretty much have free will.
Yeah.
You know, within a certain framework. We can't make the sun not rise.
Yeah.
You know, we can't make... we can't control nature or anything. So that's a framework. The laws of physics.
Right.
But, you know, because you can't fight gravity. You can't, you know. But... The bottom line is that you you know, you just go through life, and you have the choice, the ability to make a choice and say, I want to do this, I want to do that, you know? And yeah, well, anything is, that's
sometimes
what leads
I
to
think
when
it
you
might
die.
Be predetermined, though.
Yeah, but then if it was, what's the point of this existence?
Yeah, but just like you said the other day, if a child dies of cancer, maybe their purpose was to bring some type of
help
to their parents, or
right.
closure to their parents, or bring something to their parents. So it was predetermined that that was what they were made to do. So maybe like you.
Right, but still, I mean, it seems like there's no meaning if you don't have, if everything's predetermined, then we're just like going through the motion.
Yeah,
you know?
But aren't we anyway?
What do you think, Laura?
I don't think it's predetermined. I think that, like you were saying, yeah. I think your choices help that predetermination. Like another disaster. Remember when the freeway, the 5, was shut down? They had that big explosion in that fire.
Wait, what? This is why I told him yesterday, I take the back roads. I never get on the freeway. Literally, I don't care if it takes
if
me a half an hour longer.
If you go to where Laura lives, you take the freeway.
Where do you live?
In Valencia.
Where's that?
That's
by
fine.
Magic Mountain.
No clue.
Yeah, there's no streets to get there. I mean, you have to take the freeway, right?
No, you can take streets. It's
really?
All around the freeway.
How far is it from here?
Like 30 minutes.
Okay, yeah, I'm like 30 minutes. And yeah. I don't care.
But it's 30 minutes on the freeway. Did you ever drive it on the street?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
That would take much
I grew
longer.
Up in the valley because I know every way to get around.
Yeah.
Do you go like through Balboa and cut through or something?
Sometimes. Or sometimes through... like Lakeview Terrace and drive across that way, Foothill. There's all kinds of ways to get there without getting on the freeway.
Yeah, so like if I take the freeway, my drive is like 18 minutes, but I choose to take the back road, so it takes me like between 22 and 30 minutes.
You weren't born
here.
That's
not a big deal. That's not a big deal.
Definitely.
What?
I just get scared, and like everyone drives like crazy out here. They beep at you. Like,
oh my God, in the rain? I'm thinking you're flying down the
freeway
in the rain.
Uh-huh.
Hydroplane. Does not anyone know what that is?
Right.
Like,
right.
There's nothing you can do when you start hydroplaning.
And what drives me crazy when I'm driving in the rain is somebody going by me really fast and splashing water on my windshield. So, like, 5 seconds,
yeah.
I cannot
see. And you're like, what's happening?
I'm like, I want to go get them.
Yes.
But it's not their fault. They're just driving the car.
Yeah,
right?
But they're driving like an ass in bad weather.
Come on.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell me you're driving and you go, I'm not going to go fast through that water so I don't splash on the other driver? You never think like that when
no,
you
I
drive.
No, I don't think that I'm not going to splash the other person. I think I'm not going to drive through that puddle so I do not hydroplane like that person.
Okay,
just,
well, fine, but you're complaining because they splashed on you.
Right.
Oh, my God. To me, it's like it probably isn't their fault, but for that 5 seconds where you cannot see.
You're like
right.
this.
Freaky. It's scary.
Yeah,
yeah, it's scary. Mm-hmm. So you got to be very careful. I know that where there's no water, even though when it rains, I still go fast on the freeway. But I don't risk anybody. You know what I'm saying? The way people drive sometimes is just unbelievable.
Right.
So you're right. But you know what? It's all relative. You go to other countries in the world, this is nice. This is considered very nice.
I heard Puerto Rico, they drive crazy out there.
Like
there's no speed limit.
Yeah. Europe, the Middle East, Asia. Everywhere. I mean, I'm telling you, Americans are the nicest drivers.
Mm-mm.
So it's all
wow,
relative.
That's a really wild standard.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I've been around.
Like, you'll be at a red light and it turns green, and like within 2 seconds, the people behind you are like, beep. I'm like, it just turned
green.
You think
that happens here? In Israel, they'll be before it even turns green.
That's crazy.
You know, I mean, that's like, and they cut in front of you and drive fast and beep all the time. Yeah, it's like, it's amazing to me because you go to Israel. Israelis are very warm, friendly, social people.
Right.
But on the road, they're like animals. And you go, how can that be, you know? And you realize that it's your friends and you that become like that when you get behind the wheel.
Never.
You become somebody else, you know?
I'm very laid back behind the wheel. I just mind my own. I just get like scared a lot when I'm driving.
Oh, scared? Mm-hmm. No, I don't get scared. I love driving, you know?
I like driving, too. I drove across the country to move here, but it's just...
By yourself?
No, I picked up my roommate that I don't really talk to anymore, but...
Oh, God, it so scares me when...
She was like, I'm on Thermaflu. I can't really drive, so I, like, had to bang out, like, the whole trip by myself. For that, I would have just gone by myself.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
She slept, like, almost the entire trip.
Huh.
But still, you had another body there.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Listen, I wanted to bring this up because this is cool, okay? There's an article about Japanese, they started doing a concept called love hotels. And
that sounds very naughty.
Right? It does. But that's what I'm saying is, they're saying in America, we associate hotel rooms with prostitution and infidelity. But there, it's like, take the weekend off and go to a night at a hotel. It'll improve your sex life. And then they're explaining why in Japan it works, because there, many people live in small homes with more than one generation.
Right.
So how are you going to have sex there and stuff, you know? So that's why when they get a chance to go to a hotel, they're saying it doesn't even matter if it's a nice hotel or not. You just go to one for the night, and you can have amazing sex compared to how it is usually for you. But... but they're saying, yeah, I mean, have you experienced in your lives that if you go, like when you travel, the sex is better?
Yes.
Right?
I've never traveled with anybody.
You don't have to worry about a kid walking in. All I'm saying is, you're not married.
Yeah.
But if you have children, it's like your kid's going to walk in. Yeah. You know, people are going to interrupt you. When you go away to a hotel, most likely you're going to be
alone
on your own.
And it's unfamiliar territory, too, you know, so it's kind of like exciting. You know, it's not like you're in the same bed, same thing every day, you know. And I don't know. I think for many years, people that have been around for many years, which I admire, I don't know that I could do it for more than like 10 years with the same person. But
what, sex?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I see. I can have sex with the same person.
Because it gets to be repetitive. I mean, how many times can you do it with the same person?
The rest of your life.
The same person. It's like do you guys roll? I mean, there's all kinds of things to do. You can role play. You can go different places. You can pick somebody up on the street and pretend like they're a prostitute. There's like so many things.
Wait, what? Let's go back to that.
like if you're dating somebody or whatever, or married or whatever. Yeah. So you dress up, you know.
I see what you mean. Like if you're role playing,
or like you know. You can like be in a bar and like pretend like they're the person at the counter. They're high class,
right?
I mean,
I know a lot of people that do that. Actually,
there's all kinds of things you could do. To me, I don't.
That's true.
I mean, to me, sitting there having missionary sex with the same person for 10 years, I'd shoot my head off.
Right.
But I'm saying is, but you have to be creative.
Right. Yeah. So you agree? You need to do things that are out of the ordinary.
Oh my God! To me, there's vehicles, yours and hers. I can go down a list.
Right. Yeah,
that's good.
It's true. Well,
yeah, that's good to know.
I could definitely have sex with the same penis for the rest of my life, though, for sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's how men and women are different, though. Yeah. I'm not saying that all men are like me, but I've seen men behave in a similar, feel a similar way that I do.
Mm-hmm.
So, also Donald Trump Jr. and his wife.
I know,
separating,
getting
divorced.
Who cares?
Well, it's a big deal because they're in the public eye. They're really high profile right now.
She probably couldn't take it anymore.
Exactly.
She was like, I'm done. I'm not going to be miserable for the rest of my life.
She opened the package that had some white powder in it, and they were worried, you know. That was a month ago or so.
Oh, really?
Months ago. Yeah.
See, I don't know anything about this.
So what the fuck is this? I didn't sign up for this.
Right.
Just like Melania, you know, she probably is. She looks miserable.
Trump's wife, right? She looks so like she's just gonna have a long life.
Fucking hookers and you know having people pee on him. Yeah. Wow. I want to stay with him.
Yeah.
Wait, that's what Trump's son is doing?
No, that's Trump.
No, that's people, things that people are saying about it.
Oh, right? I mean, I'm sure.
About the being, I don't know. But
I wouldn't put it past that. Trump looks like he's just like into some freaky ass shit. He probably takes his toupee off and everything in the bedroom. Like you just don't
this
know.
This is funny to me. Okay, this is funny to me. And you'll agree. You will identify with this. So Trump always says like, I am so good with the blacks, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
I'm thinking, oh, no, you're not.
No.
Because if you were, your hair would be a lot different.
Like, yes.
Girlfriend. They would not let you go out looking
no.
like that.
No. And like
hook
he gets.
You up.
And then he gets to like Air Force One and it's like literally flying.
Yeah.
Like, how do you see that and think that's okay, Trump? Like,
but listen, nobody tells Trump anything that he doesn't
but
like.
But he needs to tell himself. Like he loves himself. I know he watches every video, every interview of himself. He has to look at himself and be like, I'm not like, unless he's literally
ridiculous.
Convinced himself that he is like really good looking.
Because maybe the alternative is he'd have to go bald or something. So he figured
he
I'll
should,
just keep
at this
whatever
point.
I have. You
right.
know?
Either that or have. go into the black community that you claim to be so into and have them hook you up.
Right.
Lace something or other.
He
or
only says
something.
That because people call him racist. That's right. The only reason
that's
he says
saying,
that.
But I'm saying you can't be all connected like you say you are because your hair looks
yeah,
because
your homegirl would be like, I'll get you. I got you. Like, we got
you.
This
that's,
together.
We're going to take care of this. This is not
yeah,
right.
No.
But it's clear. I think we knew what we were getting in the beginning. I always try to remember what we thought about Trump before he got into the race.
I never thought about him.
And, you know, I mean, he was always this rich guy, right? Investing in
you
a
just
lot
thought
of
his hotels, honestly.
And, you know, when he did the NFL thing, I thought he was an ass.
What NFL thing?
What he did was he tried to, they had like arena football or whatever. They had football off season and they were trying to start a league. And that was fine.
Right.
But Trump was like, no, I want it to be at the same time as the NFL and went after the league and he ended up suing and losing.
What a loser.
He's such, he has been that person.
He does it for attention. Like yeah. he's it's almost like he has a sickness and he needs to get help.
Yeah, look, I mean, he's a very complex person and I'll give you that.
But it's just scary that he has like...
What's debatable is whether... He's delivered on what he promised and whether it's good for the country. And that's the political debate about the whole thing. And so, you know, I try to, like, not go there too much because things are very, very hot.
Do you like Trump?
Do I like him? No, yeah. I don't like him. But I prefer him to a Democratic president right now.
Really?
And yeah. I know. Look, I'm all around liberals here. I know that. But thank
so you're
goodness,
a Republican.
I know a lot of people that feel the same
Are
way.
Are you a Republican?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
But I'm far from racist or sexist or anything like that.
Right.
Which everybody that knows me would vouch for, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But that has nothing to do with it. I don't like him as a person, no.
Right.
In fact, when there were 18 candidates... In the Republican primaries, he was not even on my top 10.
I wanted the Ohio candidate.
Yeah,
he was the only one who was like reasonable.
Right. Him and, you know, there were like a couple. Look, there were a few I would have taken over Trump. I did not like him in the beginning. I still don't. But that's irrelevant whether I think he's a nice person or not. Because as a president, I don't see that he's done... I think he strengthened us in many ways. I don't agree with the wall policy. I don't agree with separating families and stuff. But
yeah, that's awful.
But I do believe in strong immigration because, you know, I'm thinking about all the people that come here illegally. What about the people that get in line to get here legally? You know, you have to go, like, let's say you're from Europe or something or whatever. You have to, you're not considered like a refugee or whatever. Then you have to get in line and wait a long time for a visa just to get in as a visitor. And then if you want to get a green card or whatever. So, but you have a lot of illegals coming in here and they're taking up all these, like, you know, I mean, because you can only do a certain quota. You can't, like, let millions and millions of people here just, you know. So
one of the things
that's
I hate
some
is
the example. So, yeah, give me your view. But then I want to move beyond politics because,
Well, yeah. I agree that there has to be strong immigration laws. I agree they have to reform welfare because I knew people that used to benefit off of it. And
yeah,
they,
for sure.
You know, the whole like Mother's Day thing
used
to drive me crazy.
Yeah.
But the one thing I don't agree with is this hate speech. They say, well, they're coming in and they're taking our jobs. Most people that come in from Mexico do the jobs that we wouldn't touch with a 10-foot pole.
Yeah, okay, and for like dirt cheap.
But,
for, like, dirt cheap.
But this is a common thing. Let me ask you this, though. If people were really hard up for jobs, don't you think they would take these jobs? You know what I'm saying? There's always somebody who's going to do the job. And the thing is when I like for example, like working at McDonald's, are you saying that nobody, you know, nobody here would take these jobs? You know, I mean, you have other places where there's not a lot of Hispanics, where you have either whites or blacks working at McDonald's, and that's cool. So what's the problem?
They're not mostly the jobs that I'm talking about at McDonald's. I'm talking about you know, these rich, wealthy people that don't want the people in the country, they're cleaning their houses.
Mm-hmm.
They are taking care of their kids. I see it all the time.
Right, but you could
and
get...
And nobody... But I'm saying is, they could get other people. Those people aren't lining up to go get those jobs.
Right. Because they're already taken, though, for much cheaper wages. That's what I'm saying, you know. So, look, it's got two sides. Mm-hmm. We have two sides to everything, and... I'm just glad that we're able to talk about it without calling each other names, because, and that's why I've stayed away from the politics, because I've been called names here on the show. I'm like, come on, man, what is this?
Oh,
we're
wow.
trying to talk, you know? But also in California, especially in Southern California, I'm surrounded by liberals, so I don't talk much. But
you should have the right to have your own opinion.
No, absolutely. I mean, look,
for sure.
At least half the country feels the same way I do, or you wouldn't have been elected, right?
Right, exactly.
Mm. All right, so.
Unless they pulled like a, do you watch Scandal? Yeah, when they rigged the votes.
Well, if that's the case, then that's the case. But for now, we have to live with what we have. You
yeah,
know?
For another, like, what, 3 years?
At least, right? Because he's also already talking about running in 2020. I'm like, come on, man.
He's not going to win in 2020.
Let's
but
change something.
But he'll be here for the next
well,
3 years.
Well, you don't know. They said he wasn't going to win in 16.
People are trying to get Michelle Obama to run. I think she should.
I don't think she should.
Really?
No.
No.
You know, I thought that if Biden had gone into the race, he would have won.
Biden?
You know, that? Because he was the only one.
Vice president?
He was the vice president of Obama. And I felt that as far as Democrats, if Hillary can't take it because she's too controversial, Joe Biden, he's likable.
I wonder if she'll run again.
I hope not. I'm one of those people. I was not a Hillary fan.
Really?
Not at all. And I didn't think, and what she did or the Democratic Party did to Bernie Sanders was crap. I'm not.
Bernie Sanders is lit. He's a good guy, but he's so old. Like, I feel like if he ran again, he like wouldn't make it past like his first like year.
Right. I don't want him to run again. Right. But I'm saying is what they did to him in that election was just
right,
crap.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It wasn't really a Republican Democratic race this time. It didn't feel like it. It felt like outsiders.
It felt like a popularity
like Donald
contest.
Trump
on this.
And Bernie were not even part of the establishment, you know, and they weren't. They weren't. But we started all this because Donald Trump Jr. is getting divorced, and I guess the bottom line, she said, I don't want any of this shit life, you know? I mean, when I guess they were introduced by his father to each other.
That's kind of scary, because what was it? Is somebody he didn't want? Because she's blonde. You know what I'm saying? He's like making cracks about his own daughter, which I told my
wait, what do you mean?
He was on a talk show. This was before he was president, or even when he was being an interview before he ran, and he said, "Yeah, Ivana's so hot. If she wasn't my daughter, we'd be dating." I thought, the fact that you put that into a sentence, you don't even understand how inappropriate that was.
Yeah, and like right. if she's like in the kitchen making scrambled eggs for breakfast, are you like checking her out? You piece of
yeah. That's what I'm just like. Ew.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's so why he's not likable.
No, no.
And I was like, him introducing his son's wife to him, it's like, I wonder what the whole back history of that
right.
is.
Right, right. Or something's going to come out and they have to get a divorce. Like, listen, you guys are going to need to end this now with all this Stormy Daniels shit coming out. I can't have any more scandals. Who knows?
Oh, well. What about makeup for men? They're saying now that, like in the UK at least, they're starting to promote makeup for men and stuff.
Well, I mean, men are wearing makeup now in the United States, but they're like the gay men that do that are like beauty
right,
bloggers, and they'll
right.
they'll go out with like a whole.
But they're talking
face.
About straight men now.
Okay, but I don't think any straight man's going to be wearing makeup.
To me, I think that if it was done in a way where a man doesn't look feminine,
right.
because guys are afraid of getting older, just like women
right,
are,
right.
I think they would do it. Like if they were able to put it on to just like
and it didn't
enhance.
Look like they were wearing cover up.
Yes.
If it made you feel better, I get or look better.
Yeah.
Right.
I met someone the other night who
Nobody's
was a straight guy.
Eyeliner.
No. I met a straight guy the other night and I could clearly tell he was wearing makeup. And
yeah.
I was like, this motherfucker is wearing makeup
I know,
right
I saw
now.
A guy last night wearing makeup. I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah, like he was wearing maybe, like literally
maybe,
concealer.
Maybe he was gay, yeah.
Huh.
See, that's a notion that comes with it. It's like, are you you're wearing makeup, so are you gay?
Right.
You know? So I think it would take a while for like a macho straight guy to actually put on makeup. I think it's the ones Rock. That are metrosexual that'll be like okay with it. You know?
Well, what are you going to do? But I guess they believe, they're saying that men's facial skincare has.
See, that's different though. Skincare and makeup are two different things. Like, I think men should buy expensive stuff and take care of their skin because you're going to get old and wrinkly just like the rest right. of us. And if you don't take care of your skin when you're younger, it's going to hit you hard and it's going to hit you fast. Mm. And men are getting both. Like, this guy I went on a date with out here, he gets Botox in his face. He's like 27.
Are you
27?
Serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm like, you're 27.
This town does this to people, you know? They feel they have to be better, and and you'll never be better than everybody. There's always going to be a bigger fish, you know?
For sure.
There's always a bigger fish.
There's a say that goes, you could be like the brightest or something peach. Do you know what saying I'm talking about? And someone still won't like peaches. Like, it's just like, stop competing. Like, but he gets Botox, full-blown Botox.
That's what, to me, I go to a...
And then my other guy got lipo. He told me on, like, our first date. I'm like, no, these dudes out here have got me fucked up. Like, if you think we're going on a second date and you got lipo, no. Definitely not.
That's funny. Do you work out at all?
I try, like, okay, so I'm in workout gear now because I was going to go either before I got here, but then it's, like, 20 minutes from my house, and I was like, okay, if it's 20 minutes from my house, by the time I get there, I'll have 10 minutes to work out. So I want to go when I leave here, but now I'm, like, in the I don't really feel like working out phase right now.
Yeah. But I was going to say that because, like, if you go to a CrossFit gym, like I go to one, and they tell you, like, you're have these contests or whatever, but you're competing against you.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, is the best version of you, because you're not going to be somebody who's, like, the age of your kid.
It's right.
Like, not going to happen.
No. No, definitely not.
So you do CrossFit?
Mm-hmm.
Really? How often?
I do a powerlifting program through them 4 times a week, and then we're...
Damn, 4 times a week is good.
And then in the we're doing the open right now, which is the CrossFit Open. So, like, this morning I had to do... It was 21, 15, 9, 21 deadlifts, then 21 push-pulls, and then 15 deadlifts.
And these are hard. It's not like doing 19 push-ups, you know?
I'd be in such great shape if I could get into it, but
my son does
it.
I know. It's like, how do you get it? I don't even like the gym, so to go and do CrossFit.
But
it changes you, right?
Yeah, and they're encouraging. Like,
well, CrossFit's like a cult.
Well, it is. Look,
a little bit. It's like a little bit of a cult family.
They're into their bodies.
And you can, like, meet friends at CrossFit. Like, I've tried to date someone that was in CrossFit, and it was like he was not into me because I was not into CrossFit.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, he was like, this isn't going to work out. Literally all because of CrossFit.
Yeah.
That's, I'm like, he's like,
I'm supportive. Like, go get your CrossFit on Saturday morning. I'm going to be here making breakfast for when you get back, you little bitch.
Now that to me, he's obsessive. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people that go and their partners do not go. Like, Ethan has never gone.
Oh,
like,
really?
Won't go.
He's always have fun.
He's always like, yeah, I have to work my way up to it. It's like, it's a whole different workout. Just
no, it is. Yeah. And I've seen videos of it. I'm like, there's no way I can even, like, even it would probably take me like just a year and a half to even just get the momentum to get through like one of like the lowest levels.
Right.
Probably.
Right. No, it's hard. It's hard. When I watched it, when I went to watch my son do it, and wow, I could not believe the the resilience and the stamina these people have.
Mm-hmm. That to me, it's like I don't try to keep up. I just do what I can do.
Yeah,
and that's it. Because these kids will jump around, off boxes and stuff like that. I'm like, yeah, I'm stepping up.
Yeah,
the jumping off boxes.
That would be me too, for sure.
Yeah.
I just kind of want to get in shape now, because if I ever have a kid, like, I don't want to be out of shape after I have a kid, you know? Like, I don't want it to, like, be backwards for me.
Right.
But it's just, like, I don't have love for it. I wish I had love for it. Like, my brother's a basketball player, and he, like, works out all the time. He's, like, in the best shape ever. He's got abs. I'm like, what the hell happened to me and Gabby?
Right.
Me and Gabby do not have any love for the gym at all.
Oh, I know. I don't either.
No.
I wish we never have.
Yeah. We never have. Even as kids, I was like, nope, not into it.
Yeah.
But didn't you play sports?
No.
Oh.
Never.
So I was a track, when I was in high school, I was a track runner, so I love sports.
Oh, right. Yeah. So it's in your blood.
Yeah.
No, never. I did cheerleading, but it was like before, like, the flips and stuff was required, so it was just like I was doing it for, like, just to say I was on the cheerleading squad, and then they were like, all right, now you need to know a double hand backs, blah, 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 whatever they do now, and I was like, okay, well, I guess this... ends the road for me here.
Wow, they didn't have that when I was younger.
Yeah, you have to like know how stuff. To do like double, like whatever. Like basically you have to be a gymnast.
Wow, mm-hmm. That's changed.
Yeah, and it's like competitive. But cheerleading competitions are lit. Have any of you guys ever gone to cheerleading competitions?
No.
It's like the funnest shit ever. And when they mess up in the middle of their stunts, I'm like, ooh, like it's just exciting. It's like better than going to a football game.
That's funny. That must be how come it's so expensive
and
now.
It's so crazy that they say cheerleaders aren't athletes because the stuff they be doing to their bodies, I'm like, they're definitely athletes. Like,
that's true, right?
They and do some crazy like stuff I would never be able to do in my lifetime.
Yeah. Like even dancers, like ballet dancers and stuff. I mean, they ruin their body.
Yeah, know? Their feet
and stuff. It's unbelievable.
Yeah,
and they have to be in great shape too.
My sister made my nephew take ballet when he was younger because she said it was good for him as an athlete.
Right.
A lot of athletes do take ballet, which is wild, but
yeah. Very interesting.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, because it strengthens your legs.
Right.
Yeah.
My mom used to be a dancer.
Well, I need something to strengthen my legs because let me tell you, every time I take the stairs, I really feel it. You know?
Yeah,
and
me too.
And that's not cool, man.
And there's like a big age gap here, and I'm probably feeling it just as much as you are.
Yeah. So, and then there's a little article here about Katy Perry. I guess
kissed the guy.
Kissed the contestant on American Idol.
He's upset.
Oh, he's upset?
He's upset.
Really?
He's never kissed anyone before.
Oh, come on, man. I mean,
and he said he was saving it, and he feels like he's just basically finding any excuse to get some publicity.
I mean,
right
you
now.
Fucking get kissed on the lips by Katy Perry, and you complain?
Yeah.
He's probably gay. What the hell is his problem?
He might be, yeah.
He's waiting for some guy, and she messed it up for him.
Right.
Yeah. I don't get that, because I'm saying it's to be like, ugh, I didn't want to kiss her, but to me to go through this whole dramatic thing, it's like, really?
It's for publicity. And not only that, that was filmed like...
And it's not
these
like
these auditions
French
were filmed
kiss.
Months ago, and they're just being aired now, so now you want to talk about it? That means you didn't make it to Hollywood, obviously.
And it was just a kiss on the lips. It wasn't like a French kiss. I mean, it's not like invasive or anything, you know? I mean... Look, it's an entertainment show, you know? People get up, do funny things.
I hate her hair like that.
Oh, the short hair? Yeah,
I don't like it.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. It looks awful.
Yeah. She fell off the map, but she was going through some person. I think she's, like, still going through it. Like,
really?
I feel like a lot of people that are, like, in the limelight, they can't handle the fact that they're in the limelight. Like, their lives are really fucked.
Because how do you ever prepare for something like that, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, your life is so different. You're under... glass, you know.
Right. She dated that singer. Or is he a singer? Or is he an actor? The comedian who was in Forgetting Sarah Marshall? He was a drug addict. Yeah, that's what happens. Like, but she wrote that song about suicide because when they broke up, she was like, I lost my shit.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
She was like suicidal for a little bit and she fell off the map and she stopped doing music and stuff because she said she couldn't handle it.
Wow.
So like I respect her story for sure. But I feel like everyone, like Britney Spears, Katy Perry, everybody goes through shit and they just like cut off their hair.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, did that make it any better? I'm just wondering, does it make it any better for you?
I know, you can't even feel that.
Yeah.
Maybe they're trying to identify with the lesbian side. I don't know, whatever.
Who knows?
You know?
Who knows?
So we only have a few minutes left. Loda, we should promote Ethan's show. Ethan is Loda's husband, Ethan Detmeyer. He's got a show in the other studio right now. And if you missed the first half, he's still got another hour to go. He's got 2 hours every Friday. And and you guys have been coming here. I mean, we're like family. You know what I'm saying? What, like eight, 9 years? Years already.
Yeah. Wow.
9 years that they've been doing
do
the show
really
here.
Cool for the 10th anniversary.
Yeah, right? He was supposed to have a 10th anniversary party, and he still hasn't done it.
That's true, right? And it's March already.
Yeah, it's about to be the end of March.
Yeah.
So crazy.
She's upset. There's no party.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, let's have a party. Yes.
I know, and today she wanted mimosas. If we knew you'd be on the show, we would have brought
you.
Yeah,
I told them every Friday we should do mimosas, because the champagne bottles between three people, we're all having like one glass each.
Right. All right, well, next
Friday, and then next Friday I'm going to do the green screen too when I'm in here. Okay. I literally haven't felt good because I haven't pooped. I was like, I'm not doing anything today. Like, I'm not going out today. I'm not going out tonight.
You're just
going
to be available to your bathroom whenever your body calls for it.
Yeah, I actually am in the mood to clean. Like, I'm excited to go home and clean my apartment.
Okay.
Who likes cleaning?
I never am that excited about that.
No, but my bathroom is trash right now. Like, it's
excited
so gross.
Excited about the outcome, not doing.
Right. And I wish I was rich enough just to be like once a month, just somebody comes in and...
Well, let me explain to you two things. First of all, why did you place a mess in the first place? Why?
Because life
happens.
You don't
pick up things? No, you don't pick up things?
Like, it depends. Like, if it's like a night where I'm, like, going out and I'm, like, confused for 2 hours about what to wear, there will be clothes everywhere. Yeah. And then by the time I get home, I'm tired. And then the next day happens and it's just I'm busy again.
I see. So, the same with the dishes?
No, the dishes are always done, but the kitchen is dirty. So the dishes are always clean. So if there's dishes in the sink, one of the three of us will put the dishes in the dishwasher. But everyone cooks.
Right.
So like this morning, I was going to go to the gym, and I was up at 7, and I decided not to go to the gym. So I like vacuumed the kitchen, cleaned the stove. The stove was disgusting. But I still have to like wash the countertops, clean my room, clean my bathroom, Windex, mop.
Yeah.
Well, like it's like a 4-hour process.
I'm fortunate to have a maid once a week at least. But the funny thing is, you know, my friend was over for a few days. He says, why do you need a maid? This place looks like a museum. And I said, because this dust, this things, you know, toilet, things like this, just, you know, but I keep my place clean. Like I use the dishes, then, you know, at the end of the day, I'll put them all in the dishwasher. And keep everything clean. The same with my clothes. My clothes go directly in the hamper, and I don't have to deal with it, you know? So that's why my place always looks clean and nice, so I'm never under pressure, but I like when I know that everything's clean.
Right.
And things like that, you know, bathrooms.
Different when you live alone than when you have somebody else to think
about. You're right.
And you guys share three different personalities.
Yeah.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
Wow.
But it's actually, it's weird because we have three different personalities. And the guy, I live with a gay man and a woman, and the gay man is very clean. Like, he cleans a lot. The other roommate is barely home, so, like, she doesn't really have much to clean except for her bedroom. Like, she doesn't cook. Like, she's not a cook. She's not in the kitchen. Like, she's not really in the living room ever. So it's really just me and the guy that do the cleaning. Mm. So, like, if I'm... There was one Saturday I came home and the place was, like, immaculate. And I was like, oh, where did we find him? Where did we find this guy?
Good, good. All right, folks. Well, Lona, thank you so much for joining us once again.
Oh, thank you for inviting me.
Always fun. Always good energy about you, you know, and... And I think people feel it, you know. So you don't have an evil bone in your body, it seems, you know.
And Danny is always a real kick.
Yeah, no, I'm happy you came in today.
Cool. So how can people find you if they want to contact you? Social media?
You can reach me on my husband's side, Combat Radio, on Facebook. And Combat Radio on Twitter and also Instagram. And then my handle on Instagram is ModernMom101 on Instagram and Twitter. And my name, Loda Hadley, on Facebook.
There you go. And there you can find her. That's what I love. It's like, you know, I remember before when I was growing up listening to radio, it's like you listen to people and you go, how do I get a hold of them? You know, they're like inaccessible. Today, everybody's reachable, you know. So it's a different world today.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Danny. Well, have yourself a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Oh, and I have to have a shout out.
Yes.
The outfits and her hair that she had on her last Instagram picture is fabulous.
Thank you. That's when I try. Sam gets mad at me when I wear hats to work. I'm like, it's 7 o'clock in the morning, Sam.
No, but it's different between being mad at her for wearing a hat than to not wear a hat so we can see you on the camera. That's all.
Are we being filmed right now?
No.
Okay.
But, you know, and also when we take pictures outside with a hat, you can't see anything. And I just told her, I said, you need to build your brand. You want to show yourself, not hide yourself under a hat. So she turned it into, he hates when I wear my hat. So there you go. All right, everybody. Thank you all so much for joining us. We'll see you all here on Monday.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.